This is Alex McKiernan with the LEAD International Study Travel Seminar. I'm in Santiago, Chile. We're in the airport headed home to the U.S. tonight. This morning we left Uruguay where we'd visited several farms and seen all sorts of great stuff. I'm sitting here with Shane Terrell of Gothenburg. He works with production animal consultation. And we didn't see any feedlot production, but we saw some interesting production techniques. And I'm hoping Shane can give us his thoughts on what we saw at the farm called La Soledad.
Absolutely. There's some heavily managed and intensively managed grass. What they utilized was this 7-year crop and grass rotation, where they effectively got 7 crops of small grains or soy and 3.5 years of grazing. So that land would be in they're on a 45-day rotation, 1 hectare of 1 hectare a day. They would move in each one of those small pods with developed water systems, and would intensively rotational graze that for 3.5 years. Then would go that second half of the fourth year would go into soy, and then would double crop, usually a small grain and soy for the following 3.
And is anybody doing that in the States? I mean, that was really interesting to me. I hadn't heard of people producing that way.
The double cropping. Obviously, we don't have the climate to do too much of that, but there is development of some cover crop grazing and absolutely for soil health management is something that's probably going to be looked at more all the time.
Cool. Well, I hope to see more of that, and we learned some things that maybe we can bring back to the States. I'm also sitting here with Justin Tromke of Loomis, Nebraska. He works with AgWest Commodities, and at La Soledad, we heard that the farmer there actually does some trading and some managing of prices on the mercantile exchange in Chicago. So what struck you as interesting about crops in Uruguay and other places, Justin?
Yeah, you know, they have the same struggles as we have in the United States with their cost of production. One thing I found interesting is they use the American dollar to buy their inputs and to sell their products. So they probably have a little better access to world markets. They're close to the export facilities. One thing I found interesting was just their stewardship of the land with their rotations and things like that. They're looking, you know, further generations to sustain this farm. So other than that, you know, they have the same struggles as we do. Markets are not great right now, so they're struggling to make money just like we are.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your thoughts. This may be the last report, and we'll hopefully see everybody back home in the States soon. Take care.